This is the WHL This Week Radio Edition, presented by the Western Hockey League, the WHL Broadcast Partners, and Warrior Hockey. Here's your host, John Keane.
And welcome to the show. We are all set for the CIBC Canada-Russia series in Moose Jaw and Swift Current. Two more Team WHL players will join us. Kelowna Rockets forward Cole Lynn will be playing one of the games in virtually his backyard, while Spokane's Jared Anderson-Dolan will try to take his international experience into the two-game set. What a WHL debut for Everett Silvertip 16-year-old goaltender Dustin Wolf. California native is the WHL Goaltender of the Week. We'll hear from him later on his road to the WHL and a solid weekend between the pipes. The stage is set for the CIBC Canada-Russia series as Team WHL battles the Russians in Moose Jaw and Swift Current Monday and Tuesday. Cole Lynn wants to put on a show near his hometown. Voice of the Rockets, Regan Bartel, has more.
Well, Cole, you got a chance to take on the Russians. You'll be participating with Team WHL. How excited are you for those back-to-back games?
Really excited. I get a chance to show my skill and, you know, be out there in front of lots of family and friends out in Saskatchewan will be nice, too.
Exactly. You're from nearby Swift Current. You're from Shaunavon, Saskatchewan. You know that arena and obviously Swift Current very well.
I know it really well. You know, I grew up playing there and played my Pee Wee and Bantam out in Swift Current, and then my family has a house in Swift Current now, so just kind of a city I've always been around growing up, and it's almost like a hometown game to me.
And where the Swift Current Broncos play, their home arena is a place where you've had some success in the past, so hopefully more of that will translate against the Russians.
Exactly, yeah. I seem to find my luck out in Swift Current, so, you know, hopefully I can do that next week.
Tell me about the Russians, I guess. What have you heard about those back-to-back games? How intense are they?
They're definitely really intense. I think, you know, it's stepping stones towards the World Juniors, right? So I think I just got to go out there and, you know, play the best of my ability. You know, there's a lot of pressure on you, and I just want to go out there and, you know, play and see where things take me.
As you said, I was going to ask you about pressure, but you do feel that. I mean, definitely the scouts, we're talking about Hockey Canada. They're going to be watching you guys and evaluating you guys, you know, over those two games.
Yeah. No, you know, it's obviously a little bit bigger stage, so I think there's obviously a little more at the table, and, you know, they want to see how you can keep up with that new speed and, you know, new intensity.
I'm always wondering, too, when you're around elite athletes, not like you're not around elite athletes with your home team, but now we're talking about the best of the best, especially at your level, at the major junior level. So is it easier to do things out on the ice surface knowing full well that passes are probably better and just the overall hockey sense has to be higher?
Yeah, I think it is easier, but I think it's harder, too. You know, guys are positioned really well that way, and I think it is harder, though, because the game's a lot faster, and you got to make those decisions a lot quicker, and, you know, you got to try to keep up to the speed, and that's the thing that, you know, I tried to work on this summer, and just so I can lead up to all these things this year.
You've got two fellow teammates with your home team, the Kelowna Rockets, that are also participating for Team WHL. Is it nice to have those familiar bodies or faces around?
Yeah, for sure. You know, I think it's Cal's second experience, and then Dylan's been hurt the last 2 years, so he hasn't really got a chance to do it yet. But I think it'll be really cool, especially with, you know, Dylan being the captain. It is really cool. And then, you know, I went through a lot with Cal last year with the draft and everything, and, you know, we kind of experienced a lot together last year, so it'll be good to get another one of those under our belts.
Tell me about your season, just personally. What have you thought of your performance over the first, what has it been, 15 games?
It's been good. I think there's been times where I've been really good in games where I've been, you know, a little bit nonchalant, but I'm just trying to be a more consistent player and, you know, have a better start. I think we're starting to get in the win column here, so that's a lot better, and I think that's what everyone in Kelowna is expecting us to do.
Okay, well, good luck. Do well against the Russian selects, and again, hopefully get that invite, obviously, to the camp in December, and wear Canadian colors at Christmas. That would be a great way to spend Christmas, would it not?
Oh, for sure.
Good luck.
Okay, thank you.
Vance Rocket forward Cole Lynn participating in the 2017 CIBC Canada-Russia Series next week.
You're listening to the WHL This Week Radio Edition.
18-year-old forward Jared Anderson Dolan will be amongst the players that suit up against the Russians in the CIBC Canada Russia series. Jared, great honor for you. You're 18. Usually it's a 19-year-old event, but you know, you found yourself onto that roster here for the games in Swift Current and Moose Jaw, and I must be pretty excited to be in that group.
Yeah, absolutely. I think, you know, that's a team that I watched when I was younger. I thought it'd be pretty cool to be on that. So, you know, being named to that was a huge honor, and to kind of be recognized as one of the better Canadian players in the WHL, it's a huge honor, and I'm really, really excited.
You must have had quite the summer, you know, drafted by the LA Kings in the second round and going down and having an extended stay with their camp with the Kings. Take me through the summer, the draft, and, you know, going down and being part of that organization before returning here.
Yeah, pretty crazy summer. Obviously, super exciting with the draft and the combine and everything, but, you know, you can't complain when your summer's that busy if you're doing all the stuff that I was lucky enough to do. So, you know, even though not a lot of downtime, not a lot of time with my family, you can't complain. It was super exciting to be, you know, to get drafted. It's a dream come true. So it was really, really cool being down there in LA for so long. Learned a lot there to, you know, bring back here and share with my teammates. It was pretty cool.
I think everyone has been waiting for you to take that next step like you did last season, because when you were 16, one of your very first games, you had a hat trick, one of the very first games in October here. Take me back to that night and what that meant for you to put up three and as a 16-year-old and sort of set the tone for what kind of player you wanted to be down the road.
Yeah, you know, that was a very memorable night. I think it was one of those nights where everything was just kind of going my way. You know, pucks were finding me, and I was playing with some pretty good players that night. So, you know, that's a night I'll always remember, and, you know, it's obviously nice to score your first goal and to start the season off right. And, you know, the biggest thing about that game too is, you know, we had a huge win against Tri-City at home to start the season. So, you know, that's a night that was really special for me, and my family here for that was really cool as well.
Those two games in Swift Current and Moose Jaw, they are games that Hockey Canada uses as well to decide who they'll invite to the selection camp coming up for World Juniors. 18-year-olds, we mentioned, don't really get a lot of an opportunity there, perhaps next year, but how are you approaching those two games on a personal standpoint, you know, being a second-round NHL pick and trying to take that next step on Hockey Canada's radar?
Yeah, you know, it's super exciting for me. I want to showcase myself. I think that's what every guy there is going to do. So, you know, even though you say 18-year-olds might not have the best opportunity, I want to make an impression on that coaching staff and the scouts there as well. And, you know, for me, I want to be on the World Junior team this year, and that's a goal for me. So, even though I'm a younger guy on the team, I still want to make an impression and help the team win.
All right, let's talk about Spokane real quick here. A team that really, your top goal scorer, your top point producer from last season, and Kyler Yamamoto remains with the Edmonton Oilers, which is great for him. But for the Chiefs, we know that he's a big part of the puzzle here. So is there life after Kyler Yamamoto, and how does this team go on right now without him in the lineup?
Yeah, you know, it's super exciting that that Kyler's doing so well, and, you know, he's earned everything he's gotten up in Edmonton. But, you know, for us, we're just focused on what we have here and the group of guys we have here right now. And obviously, you know, we'd love to have Kyler back, but at the same time, it's great that he's having so much success. But, you know, what we've just been preaching is just stay in the moment right now. And if he comes back, great. If not, then we have to work with what we've got. And I think we got a lot of depth this year, so a lot of guys that can score. It's not just a couple guys like it was last year. So it's nice to have some depth, but it's also great to see, you know, Kyler doing so well up there.
All right, Jared Anderson Dolan, good to meet you face-to-face, and a big year ahead of you for sure after being drafted by the LA Kings. And thanks for being our guest here on WHL This Week.
All right, thank you.
Tickets still available for the two-game set online. Visit chlcanadarussia.ca.
From the drop of the puck to the Edson Out Cup, this is the WHL This Week Radio Edition.
The Swift Current Broncos continue to receive accolades as both Tyler Steenbergen and teammate Logan Fladell have snagged Player of the Month awards. Steenbergen is the WHL Player of the Month for September and October to begin the season. The 19-year-old product of Sylvan Lake, Alberta, recorded 35 points, including 21 goals in 13 games, helping the Broncos battle for the lead in the Eastern Conference to open up the season. A two-time WHL On the Run Player of the Week and one-time CHL Player of the Week already, Steenbergen's recognition also includes four appearances in the WHL's nightly Three Stars. His teammate, goaltender Logan Fladell, is the Vaughan WHL Goaltender of the Month. The overage goaltender out of Regina has been a major pickup for the team after being acquired in a trade with the Saskatoon Blades 2 days before the start of the season. In 11 games, Fladell posted a 9-1-1 record with a 2.45 goals against average and a .928 save percentage with two shutouts.
The Western Hockey League Player of the Week.
From California to the crease of the Everett Silver Tips. It's been quite the journey for 16-year-old Dustin Wolf, who is the WHL Goaltender of the Week. He sat down with voice of the Silver Tips, Mike Benton.
What did life look like on this date exactly 1 year ago for you?
A year ago, I mean, I was enjoying my season back in California. And then it was not too long ago, about a year ago, that I was up here for training camp my first year, and I loved it here. So it was a big decision to come out here.
But it also means, of course, with that big decision, a lot of factors come into play. How much games you might have, what's facility going to be like, where will you be living as well? What made Everett rise above everything else?
The opportunity was huge. Carter has obviously been here for so long. And the plan that was put in place is for me to get experience behind Carter this year and then hopefully be able to take over in the upcoming year. But, yeah, this was the best decision, I thought. And the area is great. The arena, I love it. And my family was able to find a place to live up here.
What makes living here remind you a lot of where you used to live in California?
It's very similar. In Northern California, San Jose area, the weather, the rain, I'm not really used to all the rain, but it's a good change considering I've been in the sun the past 8 years.
And what is right now a matter of time before Carter Hart is fully entrenched in the Flyer system? How does sharing the same dressing room and ice with Carter Hart make you better?
He's a big role model for sure. Just the way he handles himself on and off the ice. He comes in, does his job, and works on himself every day to get better. He's very simple. He doesn't try to overdo things whatsoever. And when he needs to make those big saves, he kind of outgoes his simpleness a little bit.
People often talk about that hockey is maybe a different look right now on the West Coast, in California, maybe even in some parts as well of Washington, as compared to about, say, you know, 20 to 30 years ago. And a lot of that goes back to the Wayne Gretzky effect, how much he helped grow the game in places where the game didn't exist much as compared to, say, in the Midwest, on the East Coast, even up in Canada as well. When you go out to other facilities around here and in California, now, how do they compare to some of the more established places that have had the game for several decades?
The game has definitely evolved here on the West Coast. Like you said, Gretzky changed pretty much everything in California and the West Coast in general. Before he came, the Kings and the Sharks and the Ducks were pretty much nothing at that point. And once he came over, he influenced the whole sport of hockey around the globe, pretty much, not just the West Coast. So the facilities are much up to par than I'm sure they were before. But it's definitely interesting to go around these buildings and from the East Coast, West Coast, to see the differences.
82 saves against the Kamloops Blazers and the Portland Winterhawks, that latter team averaging 5 goals a game. How do you know that you were dialed in for both of those games?
At first, in Kamloops, I wasn't really sure what to expect, being off for a solid 8 months and not being in a game-like situation. I wasn't really sure what to expect, but after the first couple periods, I think I was kind of getting in it, and then it just grew from there in Portland, where I was just playing myself, not feeling much of anything.
What was your phone like after that first win in Kamloops?
It was blowing up. I definitely hadn't seen anything like it before. It was pretty exciting for me.
And that's the show. I want to say a special thanks out to Regan and Kelowna, as well as Mike in Everett, for their help. Thanks, gentlemen. I'm John Keith.
This has been a presentation of the Western Hockey League in cooperation with the WHL Broadcast Partners and Warrior Hockey.